On Saturday, America's National Football League made history. Michael Sam becomes the NFL's first openly gay player. Cameras at his home for the announcement captured his reaction, an unusual one perhaps for American primetime TV. Tears, hugs and a kiss for his boyfriend. This is what Michael Sam himself had to say.
This has had been a whole speculation of the first gay, openly gay football player. But you know what? It's not about that. It's about playing football. Can Michael Sam play football? And yes, I can.
Barack Obama congratulated him, and many celebrities took to social media to voice their support. But there was plenty of negative reaction too. A one-word tweet of horrible from Miami Dolphins player Don Jones drew a rebuke from the team and was taken down. Last summer, the brutal killing of a soldier in London shocked people in Britain. Fusilier Lee Rigby was walking along the street in civilian clothes when he was hacked to death. The killers were both Muslim converts.
The process of converting to Islam is easy. A person has to say the Shahada, which is, "There is no God but Allah and Muhammad is his messenger." Reciting the statement in Arabic three times in front of witnesses is all that anyone needs to do to become a Muslim. Politicised extremist groups are targeting young people.
I just took my Shahada on the side street.
For him, Islam seemed to be the answer to a lot of society's problems. Despite his idealism, he was quickly drawn into justifying violence. He went out and stabbed a man he believed to be a non-Muslim and ended up in prison for GBH. Young people are being exploited by extremists.
They probably saw him as someone who was a new convert to Islam, vulnerable, probably didn't have enough knowledge at the time, and tried to propagate their own version of Islam upon him. And these are the groups that we tend to warn against.
I'm Peter Newman. I'm Professor of Security Studies at King's College London. Converts often have nowhere to go. They've been abandoned often by where they came from because they converted to Islam. They have no place to go. The only people who take them on are often extremist groups.
Converting to Islam should be an easy process, but that one-to-one support should be offered post-conversion to stop any convert being drawn in by extremist ideology.